This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. You may remember during the course of the healthcare debate up on Capitol Hill some rather incendiary remarks coming from a number of lawmakers. But perhaps this line from Florida Democratic Congressman Alan Grayson took the cake in terms of the most out there comment.
If you get sick in America, this is what the Republicans want you to do. If you get sick, America, the Republican healthcare plan is this. Die quickly. That's right. The Republicans want you to die quickly if you get sick.
Well, Grayson represents a swing district in the Orlando area of Florida, and it's one that is expected to be a major target for a Republican pickup this year. Many Republicans already into the race, but one of the front runners is Republican candidate Bruce O'Donohue, who joins me now. And Bruce, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you, Greg. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Were you already in the race when that comment happened, or was that the trigger that made you think, I've got to do something here?
Well, that was definitely one of the triggers. Alan Grayson really is not from the Orlando area. He moved here just a few years ago. But when he became a congressman, all of a sudden, all his colors began to show, and clearly his statement on the floor of Congress was it's just so ridiculous that was it. We just said, we're done. We're in this race. We got to take this guy out, and we got to bring real practical solutions to America's problems.
How well or how poorly does he fit the district? Because I know he defeated a Republican just a couple of years ago.
Well, he did. He defeated Rick Keller, who was the incumbent Republican. And Mr. Keller really had some issues and had kind of lost touch with his base. And at that point, a number of Republicans decided just to sort of take a step back. No one really knew Alan Grayson. He dropped $1 million into his primary against a longtime Orlando resident and a moderate Democrat, Charlie Stewart, but outspent Charlie by at least $1 million and came in saying, I'm going to clean up corruption in government. No one knew how liberal he was, and now we know that he's to the left of Nancy Pelosi, and Central Florida said that's enough.
We're talking with Bruce O'Donohue, congressional candidate in Florida's 8th Congressional District. And, Bruce, sometimes in political campaigns, it's enough to just say, I'm not the incumbent, and that's good enough to get you the victory. But in a crowded Republican primary field and in what is obviously a competitive district, what are you telling voters about your background, about your vision for potential service in Congress as to why they should vote for you?
Well, I think there's several things. One is that I'm not a one-dimensional person. I mean, I grew up in Orlando. My net's pretty wide in Central Florida. I've been involved in numerous activities. I'm an owner of a small business. I've led the NFIB here in Central Florida. I have been involved in numerous charity and civic work, been appointed as a non-lawyer to the Supreme Court Work Study Commission 10 years ago, also appointed to be on the Judicial Nominating Commission. So I'm a non-lawyer, fighting for judicial reform. I'm on the Florida Education Foundation, trying to get business to support public education and come up with new and creative ideas to help our students in Florida. So I'm one who comes from multi-dimensional knowledge and experience. The other thing is that I'm one that just says because of the felt needs of the community, I think we can connect to the community quicker, faster, and better.
What's the biggest need for Congress in 2011? What should be at the top of the agenda?
Well, the top of the agenda is less government, less spending, balanced budget. We got to get that part of the ship corrected and get our compass online with less government is better for America. And at that point, that will create jobs. And then we head to the reducing taxes, and that will create and stimulate real jobs, not fake jobs, and not government jobs. We just can't be a nation that is employed by government. And no offense to those who are working hard and employed today for government, but the fact of the matter is free enterprise needs to be driving the economy, not the federal government.
Many Republicans say they're running on a promise to repeal health care, if not in the next Congress, potentially in the one after that, if the Republicans win the White House. Are you making that same pledge?
Absolutely. I think, and again, as a small business owner, we clearly understand what it takes to provide health care for employees. And we fought that battle. And I was out there 10 years ago trying to work with NFIB and others, trying to make sure that the association-related health plans would allow small businesses to purchase and large buying, very similar to the way the large corporations and the unions do. So we've been fighting that battle a long time. So we need to repeal this ridiculous health care plan that we don't think anybody's really read. We let the government determine what an appropriate health care plan is going to be. That's going to be a moving target, a health care czar. At this point, we got to repeal this as quickly as we can.
We're talking with congressional candidate Bruce O'Donohue from Florida's 8th Congressional District. And, Bruce, it seems as though a lot of people in the district and perhaps some even outside the district are excited about the opportunity that's presented by your campaign because some of the most recent fundraising totals look pretty good for you. Explain how that's all stacking up.
Well, we're very blessed, and that is that folks in Orlando and the vast majority, 95%, of the funds for our campaign that were raised right here in Central Florida. And that should send a pretty good message. And we're going to need the rest of the nation to defeat Alan Grayson. It's going to be an expensive campaign. But, Central Florida is behind Bruce O'Donohue, and Bruce O'Donohue is all about Central Florida. We just want folks to know that if they want to know more about me and our campaign, our website's jointeambruce.com.
Just talking about some of the key issues you've already mentioned, mainly the stimulus package and the health care plan, what were the numbers like in your district, among voters in your district, about what they thought about those two major domestic pieces of legislation?
Well, as far as we can tell, the health care plan folks are absolutely against this. And the thermometer continues to rise as people begin to know more and more that, again, after people are reading such a large piece of legislation and they begin to realize that, oh, my gosh, this is going to be a moving target. It's not going to be a fixed plan. When a healthcare czar determines what's going to be adequate for a business to provide, people are just getting furious about it. It's so ambiguous.
Well, we'll keep a close eye on this race, given Grayson's comments. I'm sure it'll be one of the most high-profile House races in the country. Bruce, we look forward to checking in with you later in the campaign. Thanks for your time today.
Well, Greg, thank you very much. Appreciate the great work you're doing, letting folks know what's happening around this country. You're doing a great job.
My pleasure, sir. Bruce O'Donohue, Republican candidate for the House of Representatives in Florida's 8th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.